Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. I'm with the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd boys track team, the 4x800 relay team that qualified for the state track meet. That'll be held on Friday, and we're going to get to know the four boys right now, and we'll start out with who's going to run the first leg in the 4x800.
My name is Darius Fenske.
Darius, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior at Dawson Boyd. I just graduated. I did cross country in the fall, and I do orchestra and robotics and knowledgeable FCCLA student council.
Okay. I remember in cross country, you had a good cross country season, didn't you?
I did. I did pretty well.
All right. And you qualified in another event at the state track. Can you talk about that?
I qualified in the mile. I got second, and I had a PR that day with like 4:30 something.
Wow. That's pretty exciting, huh?
Yep, pretty exciting.
Were you pretty happy with that?
Yep, okay. I was pretty happy. It's fun.
Talk about your track season here, maybe some highlights.
I've been running the 4x8, the mile, and I did a bit of the 2 mile this year too, and I've done pretty well this year.
Yep. Okay. And how many times have you been to the state track meet?
This would be my first time.
Okay, first time. And you've gone a couple times in cross country, right?
Yep, okay. I have.
All right. You like running the first leg?
Yep, it's fun. It's exciting to just, like, get it over with, and then I can, like, cheer on my teammates, which is fun.
Yep. All right, then talk about sections. How'd that go for you then? Well, obviously you got first place, but that you did well?
Yep. We made it to state in the 4x8, and I made it in the mile.
Okay.
And I was able to watch other teammates compete. Right. It was pretty hot, though,
yep.
You know, that day. Like, 102, I think, someone said.
Wow. You like running in hot weather?
I prefer cooler weather usually.
Yep. Okay. Well, I don't run, but I prefer cool weather too. So.
Yep.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
So who do we got running the second leg of the 800?
I'm Caleb Johnson.
Hi, Caleb. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior. I'm homeschooled. I do sports here in Dawson and La Caprile.
Okay.
Also run cross country as well as track.
Right. What events have you ran in track this year?
The 4x4 and 4x8, I run the open 8 and the mile.
Okay. So long distance runner, huh?
All the way.
Okay. What are some highlights for you?
Running with these guys, it's been awesome to PR, especially at sections. We PR'd in the 4x8 by 9 seconds, and we're close to the school record, so hopefully we can break that at state.
All right. You have your eyes on the school record then, huh?
Yep.
What is it, you know, off the top of your head?
It's about 8:22.
Okay. All right. You like running the second leg?
Yeah, it's fun because, you know, Darius gets us. If he gets us a lead, great. If not, I can just, if we're a little bit behind, it gives a chance to catch up, and it's just a great thrill, and I get to cheer on the rest of the guys.
Okay. Now, what's the most difficult part of a relay?
Handoffs are very important, especially in sprinting, but long distance, if you don't get out hot, that's just time wasted. So definitely that.
Okay, so you got to hand that baton off clean, huh?
Yep. Yeah, it's very important.
You take a lot of time practicing that?
Yep. The day before meets, we spend 15-20 minutes practicing handoffs.
All right. Best of luck, Caleb. Appreciate that. Who's running the third leg? I think I know this guy.
My name is Peyton Steerud.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Peyton.
I'm going to be a senior at La Caprile High School. And I'm in activities like cross country, track, student council, NHS, and band.
Okay. I know you love track, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay. Talk about the other events that you're in during the track season.
I'd say at the start I did like the mile and 2 mile, and it's really kind of the last half that I started doing the 4x8. But okay. I like it a lot.
Good. Talk about your season, the whole season here.
It's been going really well, and yeah, we've all done really good.
How many meets did you get in all the meets this year?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Were you pretty excited at sections when you placed first?
Oh yeah, that was an amazing feeling. It just to be there, and then it was a good
qualified
race. Yeah.
For state. Okay.
Yeah.
They got you running the third leg, so talk about that.
Yeah, I really like the third leg a lot because Darius and Caleb always get a really good lead.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
And it's up to you and Hunter to keep that lead, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Peyton.
Yeah, thank you.
And running the last leg, are you the fastest out of all of them?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'm kind of just there to like to finish it off and stuff.
Okay. And Hunter Martinson here running the last leg in the state 4x800 with Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd. Hunter, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm in cross country, basketball, and then track. I'm also involved in like choir and Agapes.
Okay. So you're pretty busy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Talk about your track season and what other events are you in, Hunter?
I'm in the 4x8, 4x1, and then the 4x4, so it's like a little bit of a variety in there.
Okay.
And then it's been pretty exciting. This is my first time doing track, so it's awesome going to state.
You know, that's what I heard. This is your first time ever out for track, and you're a senior, right?
Yeah, I just graduated.
What made you decide to come out for track?
I mean, just with like cross country, with like the 2 years of cross country I had, I thought I'd try track just because I love running.
Yeah.
So I did it, and it's awesome.
Okay. So you're going to say, I love my coach, John Sherb.
Oh, yeah, him too. I love Sherb.
Talk about the section meet, the 4x800. Pretty nervous going into that?
Yeah, it was really nerve-wracking because it's like I've never been like at section track, so it's like what it's exciting. And usually these guys usually give me such a lead. It's like I had to kind of just like run it, just like I chill run it. But it was so like close together. I had to like really push myself at sections, so it was exciting to do that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You come out for track for the first time you're at state.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
Something to brag about for you the rest of your life, huh?
I guess I could do that. I've already talked to my parents about it a little bit, and they're a little jealous.
Were they out for track, I wonder?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they weren't runners.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hunter. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And best of luck, guys, in the state track meet. It's held at St. Michael's this year. So we're going to visit with head coach John Sherb. Just a quick talk about his 4x800 team. And Coach John, tell us a little bit about these guys. They're pretty special.
Oh, they're always special. I mean, they're in their moments. They're always special to be with. And, you know, every year you always have them grow. And very, very good. So, yeah, you're fortunate to have coach someone like that.
Yep. Yeah, they're pretty – when I have an interview, and they're pretty happy that they're at state, and it's exciting.
Huh? Yeah, and that's the fun part. You get a chance to go and run with the elite crew and see where you're at with the state of Minnesota. So that's always fun that way.
So maybe before I let you go, just talk about the other competition. Do you know who's running or not?
No, I don't. No. I saw a couple times up – it was Pequot Lake or something like that, or they went a low eight. So, again – it's just going to be kind of go what you got. And, you know, the perms are traditionally distance teams. You know, you look at that, so you kind of know where you're at. But, again, go on the track and see what you can do at that time.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you.
Head coach John Sherb and the 4x800 relay team, Hunter Martinson, Peyton Sterrug, Caleb Johnson, Darius Fenske at the state track meet.